Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, for joining in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for joining in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. Today's show is a good one, guys, but before I get started, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty for all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. And again, I can't say it enough. Thank you guys for tuning in. I just love being here with you guys and love talking. So let's get down to business. Now, guys, I promote the show. A lot of people ask me about how can they follow the show. Well, you can follow the show on Twitter. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go in there and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And go ahead and become friends with the show there. And on Blog Talk Radio, if you are there, go ahead and press that little icon that says follow this show. That way you can set it up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. You'll get show notes and all that kind of jazz, okay? So if you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So again, guys, thank you for tuning in. And today's episode is called The Super Speeder Law in Georgia. And the reason I wanted to talk about this, because recently a friend of mine received a super speeder ticket. And they called me and asked me about it, and I helped them with it. So here's the deal, guys, because a lot of people don't understand the super speeder law. They don't even know there is a super speeder law. But there is, and it came into effect about 3 years ago, and here's the deal. Now, if you're in Georgia and you're caught speeding, state patrol, local police, whatever, and if you're doing 19 miles per hour or more over the speed limit, that's considered super speeder. Now, what happens if you get a super speeder ticket? Now, okay, so the police isn't going to offer you this information, okay? They don't want you to know, because all they want is your money. All they're looking for is money, okay? So what the super speeder law is, like I said, it's 19 miles or more over the speed limit at that particular time. So if you're in a 65, say, speed limit, if you're going 84 or faster, that's 19 miles over, 84 or faster, you will receive a super speeder ticket. It's not going to say super speeder on it, none of that. Even when you call in and try to find out how much this ticket costs, they're not going to say anything about a super speeder, okay? But if you just simply pay the ticket, which most of us do, you know, if I get a ticket, then I'm going to do my best to go ahead and get it paid for, or get it out of my hair. I'm gone. I'm moving on with my life. Okay, but the super speeder, okay, if you take that same attitude with the super speeder, now you're going to pay the ticket. Say, I think the cost of my friend's ticket was $209. Okay, so that carries a $209 fine. Okay, so you send your $209 in and you pay your ticket. All's good, right? No. In a few weeks, you're going to receive another letter from the state saying that you're a super speeder, and it's going to be an invoice included in that for another $200. Okay? And so you send the state $200. That's not the end of it. Okay? So you sent the police, whomever, wherever you were, $209 for the ticket. Now you've sent the state $200, for which they consider this a super speeder. So that's $409 you've paid for this one ticket. Okay? But that's not all. It also carries I think now, don't hold me to this, but I think it's 4 points on your license. Okay? And if you're over 21, you're allowed 15 points in a 24-month span. In 2 years, you're allowed to accumulate 15 points on your license before they're suspended. Once you get that 16th point, then they suspend your license. Okay? So, now, you've paid $409 in fines. You have, You have the super speed alone. You've gone 19 miles over the speed limit, so you have 3 or 4 points. I think it's 4 points on your license. And then that's also considered a misdemeanor. Okay? This serious business now. This is also considered a misdemeanor on your record. Now, how long does a misdemeanor stay on your record? A misdemeanor can stay on your record forever if you don't do anything to get it taken off. Okay? And so now you've got a misdemeanor on your file. You paid $409 in fines. You've got 4 points on your license. Now the reason I'm doing this is because most people that I've talked to never heard of the super speeder law. Okay, but there is a super speeder law in Georgia. Go out there and look it up, okay, and see how that works. All right, and you'll also see that there are so many people out there who are complaining about the super speeder because, like you say, they didn't know, and they were like me. They just paid the ticket and thought it was done. But that's not how it goes, okay? So, the guy was asking, Frank, how do I take care of this? What do I have to do? Okay, they're going to give you a court date, okay? So you come in for your court date. And then when you come in for your court date, they're going to ask you, how do you plead, guilty, not guilty, or no low contendere or something like that. Okay? So what you do is you plead not guilty. And you say, hey, I didn't know this was a super speeder. I didn't know about the law until I researched it. But now I want to say not guilty because I don't think I was going that fast. I need, somebody. Okay? So then what you do is you tell them that, what are my options here? How do I get out of this super speeder thing? I just want to pay this ticket so I can be done with it, and it's not on my record. Well, then they're going to tell you you need to go to a defensive driving class, okay? So you're going to go to a defensive driving class for a day, get that little certificate, and then bring it back to court because they're going to give you another court date before you leave the court the first time. They give you another court date. So you go to defensive driving class, and then you bring your certificate back to court on your court date that they assigned you. Okay? If any of you guys know about this super speeder law or, want to know more or want to ask me a question or whatever, call 818-301-5834, and I'll put you on the show, and you can ask me whatever you want. Now, so you bring your certificate back to court, and now what they're telling you is if you go to defensive driving class, bring your certificate to court, then they'll remove, they'll lower your ticket, the speed of your ticket, so that you won't have the super speeder, and you can pay the fine, and they're going to give you a percentage off of that fine, so you can pay the fine, and then you won't have the points, and you won't have the super speeder, you won't have the misdemeanor attached to your record. Okay? Now think about this, guys, because you know, there were just, what I'm going to say is, the guy said that there were just tons of teenagers in that courtroom. So if you guys have teenagers and they're driving, or they're just starting to drive or getting ready to drive or whatever, please, please stress to your kids how important it is to obey the speed limit, street signs, all this stuff. Because these courts and the police and all these folks are after your money. Just like anyone else, they're after your money. So if they get in your kids' pockets, then they're in your pockets. All right? So, and all they're after is money. All they want is the money. Okay? So, so like I said, if I had gotten a ticket, I just want to pay it, be done with it, move on. Right? But with the super speeder guys, you got to be very careful about this. And if what I'm saying is, don't get a speeding ticket. You know, stay within the speed limit. You're allowed 10 miles over the speed limit. So stay within those 10 miles over. If it's a 65 zone, then you need to stay within, 75, within 65 and 75 miles per hour. Okay? So, and think about that when you're teaching your kids to drive, or they're driving and you're in the car, you need to please stress to them to be very careful. Okay? Be very careful and be mindful of all street signs. They're there for a reason, right? They're there for a reason, and if they don't obey the street signs, if they don't obey the traffic laws and the speed limit, it's going to get bad. All right? And, if you're under 18, I think it's 10 points that you could accumulate within a two-year span before they suspend your license. All right? And some people don't even know they have 10, 15, 16 points on their license, but they're still driving around happy-go-lucky. But if they ever get pulled over for some type of offense, then when the police run their license, driver's license number through the computer, it's going to come up suspended. And you don't even know your license is suspended. You think you're having a bad day now because you got pulled over. Wait until the cop comes back and say that your license is suspended. Then what's going to happen? Hey, sir, can you step out of the car? What? And I'm on the way to work. You're not going to work today. You're going with me. All right? So, and you don't want that. You don't want that ever. And you don't want that on your kids ever. So, please stress to your kids about the importance when they're driving of watching street signs, watching the speed limit, because even like when you're going through towns and stuff, the speed limit change. It changes all the time. You have to be mindful of that. There's a town in, I think it's Alabama that we go through when we're driving to the beach, okay? I think it's called Marianna or something like that. But it's a town, South Alabama, just before you get onto I-10, is called Marianna. Now, you're driving all this way at 70, 75 miles an hour. Then you come to this little town here in South Alabama before you get to the Florida line called Marianna. And it's a small town, but the speed limit goes from, I think, 65 to 45, just like that in a heartbeat. Then it goes from 45 to 25 as you get closer and start to drive through town. So, and the police usually is sitting right there as people come into town. So they know that that's a speed trap. All right? But if you're watching your speed and watching your speed limit, you'll know exactly what's going on. And you'll slow down to that speed. And they can't do anything to you, right? So, guys, be careful of that. Be mindful of that. Stay conscious of that at all times, all right? Do that, please, because it's not going to do anything but cost you money. All they want is your money, okay? So again, just be careful of that, watch that, be mindful of that so that that doesn't happen to you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, something else I wanted to talk about real quick. I got about 5 minutes left in the show. Something else I wanted to talk about real quick is that there's a case out there that I've been hearing about some 17-year-old somewhere that was found wrapped up in some, like, mats, you know, the big mats that they use, like, when you're walking into a business or something, they got these huge mats where you can wipe your feet on, stuff like that if it's raining or whatever, right there at the door. He was found and wrapped up in some mats like that, and found, of course. I mean, he was dead, and supposedly he died of suffocation. And the story was told that he himself was caught up in the mats because he had a shoe in the mat. How crazy is that? That your shoe was in the mat, so you crawled up in the mat after your shoe, and you got stuck, and you suffocated inside the mats. You know, 17 years old. I mean, that's pretty much unheard of. Okay, that's pretty far-fetched. And as the story has come to light, is very, very far-fetched. Because now they found out that the police has been covering up this incident, the sheriff. And the parents hired another investigator. The investigator found that there were a lot of evidence that they didn't collect from the crime scene. Then So they took it back to court. The judge allowed them to reopen the case and allowed them to exhume the body. Okay? So they went in, they had to dig up the body, you know, and bring it back in for reexamination. Now guess what they found? Now they found that the boy had some kind of blunt force trauma to the head. They also said that after doing the autopsy, that the coroner's office or whatever removed all his important organs, all the organs, his brain, everything. They removed his organs. And they stuffed the body. This is a true story. They stuffed the body with papers, some type of papers they stuffed the body with. And now they're saying that the funeral home did it. But the funeral home's like, nah, you're not going to put that on us. That body was like that when it came to us. So these guys are trying to cover up something. Something's not right about this case. And these parents knew that, and they hired another investigator, like I said. So now things are starting to come to light. And you guys remember this, and you can go on CNN.com and follow this story. But follow this story because, you know, I'm interested to see what's going to be the outcome. Who's going to jail? There should be a lot of people going to jail. Because when you think about it, when you start from corruption may be at the top, but in order for corruption to work, everyone from the bottom up has to be involved. Okay, everyone has to have a part, a hand in what's going on. Okay? If it's not just paperwork, then you have to have all these people involved in what you're doing. Follow this story, guys. Really, really follow this story. It's on CNN, like I said, and you guys should be able to go there and follow it. So that's all for me today, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Join me tomorrow for Free Fall Friday, same time, 5:30 p.m., right here on The Frank Williams Show. Good night.